Good morning and welcome to Better Thyself segment of Dr. Lamba's Awakening Call. We have often observed that when we are working, a negative thought comes in our mind. A colleague who is uncooperative, a junior subordinate who takes pleasure in carrying tales and concocting tales. Your partner with whom you've had a certain dispute in the morning, your children who might not have obeyed you, so any negative thought comes and that ruins your day. It takes a heavy toll on your productivity, destroys all your creativity. And why does it happen? Our brain is predisposed to focus on negative in order to solve problems and avoid things that might hurt us. So this negativity bias is inherent in our minds. Not positivity, not optimism. We always say, what would happen? So this negativity bias can influence how we see people and the world around us. And it negatively affects our ability to pay attention, to learn, to remember, to make decisions, and to evaluate risk. We are so much immersed in negative thoughts that we ignore all positive. And from a neurological perspective, the brain releases chemicals when we have thoughts, positive or negative. And more importantly, the brain looks for the evidence to support what we are thinking. Whether or not those thoughts are healthy, are accurate, are absolutely no. And 99% of our negative thoughts are based on inaccurate information. But we ignore that. So over time, that can change the chemistry in our bodies and the pattern in our brain. In other words, people think that they're stupid because they're getting stuck. Now, what happens? Your body releases stress hormones. Your brain would look for confirming evidence in meetings, in past interactions, of you being stupid. So these negative thoughts that make up ANTS, A-N-T-S, are called cognitive disorder, distortion rather. And these unhelpful thoughts may serve us in the past, but are no longer productive. Creative. Maybe at one point of your life, thinking this way helped motivate you to get gold stars, earn you approval from others, help you feel safe in the face of fear. But today, change circumstances, what makes you feel spiral out of control, feel about yourself, a weak, a cause you to get stuck. Absolutely become immobile mentally. So what to do? There are lots of ways of cognitive distortion convince you of things which are not true. For example, have you ever thought of like that? I always fail when I try something new. Or I feel uncomfortable with a bunch of people. Or you are successful and you say, well, I got lucky this time. Or you are working and you say, I know my boss will be very critical of my work. He always is. So why bother? I will not try at all. Now this, or I should be doing something better with my time. Why am I wasting here? You are gone to a party and then you see people enjoying, but your negative thoughts are overpowering you. I'm so stressed, so why I'm hanging out? So these are the common cognitive distortions. They're universal, but they can be changed. Now, how to stop negative thoughts? I have also had negative thoughts. I used to have, I even now sometimes have, but then I evolved a four-step process to change unhelpful thinking pattern. And that has helped me survive, not only in life, but even in health, which is absolutely possible. You see, by paying more attention to how you talk to yourself, becoming aware of the distorted thoughts, and acting more compassionately towards yourself, you can move to a place where you stop the brain from reinforcing negativity. You can actually force your brain to change the direction. And once you change the direction, believe me, it's the easiest job. Of course, you learn to say to goodbye people, I don't care for your opinion. Let me be happy and positive in my own way. And those very people who are critical of you will start loving you, liking you. Because by doing so, you are rewiring your brains to look for evidence that refutes negative thoughts pattern. And not only refutes it, it replaces those negative thoughts with the positive thoughts. And those positive thoughts are more realistic. They enable you to have balanced view of things and move toward the goal. So what are these four steps? Step number one, for the next few days, record examples of negative thoughts. Think every time the thought comes, either in the evening or in the morning. Self-talk to yourself. What time, in what situation the negative thought came to you, say, in last 1 hour or in the last 8 hours? And the best thing is to keep a sort of a record. In the first column of the new spreadsheet, write on the specific phrases that occupy your inner monologue. So when you write down, you have actualized the ambiguous and nebulous ideas, which are negative. Step two, label each negative thought with a type of cognitive distortion. It maps out to the second column. Every negative thought, and how it's distorted, and how it's removed from the reality. Step three, refute the distortion mentally by generating 1 to 3 examples of situations or experiences that prove that the distortion is incorrect. Somebody has criticized you, then think, why has he done so? And is there some truth in that? And you will find that maybe he is jealous of you. Maybe you dress better. Maybe you move better. Maybe you are more well-read. Maybe you are more expressive. Hundreds of one things. So refute those distortions. Write down any facts or truths that logically demonstrate why the thought is a myth, is a misleading action. Identify external factors that may have contributed to the situation, including other people. So your thought always is essentially a real great personification of other people. You meet with somebody and then you keep on thinking. And even if you're not thinking, it can be situational, it can be connected with the people or with your inner doubts. So the external factors that contribute to the situation. And that includes the people. It's not only the thoughts, but even the people. So write down those facts. Write down the reason. Then step four, act like a wiser person. You have become wiser. He said so? Ignore it. My boss said, give me work, and I said, well, I can't do it. Why? I can do it. I'm much better. I'm qualified. I have been successful. Think of the successes that you have. And then assume yourself to be your own guru, your own teacher. What advice you gave, say a friend has come to you in the same situation. And it's our natural habit that when somebody is in trouble, we think that we are. The repository of all knowledge. So we want to give advice. So become your own advisor, become your own teacher, become your own guru. For example, if you have your own, doing this exercise, your column which you are writing would be like this, you know. I'm assuming. I must be stupid because I'm always getting stuck on coding projects. Now that's a part one. Number two, emotional reasoning. But I'm not stupid. I'm only an engineer on the team who can run code in JavaScript. Who else can compete with me? I'm the best. I've figured out workaround for a bunch of projects, including the one I'm working on. None of my co-workers can do it. So I'm thinking that I can't do it. Ah, this must be because somebody could not understand what I'm saying and give an idea. So, there's a second, emotional reasoning. Third, the causes, as I said, I'm an engineer. Fourth, I think, let me have a quick break. Let me go for a walk. Let me get a cup of coffee and come back to work in 15 minutes. And if I still can't do it, well, I'll go and talk to Mohan. He's more capable. He's a seasoned engineer on the team. And he may have experienced the solution. I may not know it, but then okay, what are colleagues for? So, you have found a way. You can do it. As a matter of fact, this four-part process, the four steps you've taken, is a sure shot remedy to stop negative thought. But you need to practice it. It doesn't come all of a sudden to you. Unless you practice it, you can't do it. As a matter of fact, if you use this exercise for about 2 weeks, you will start internalizing the process. Then it will become automatic. Once you know how to catch and respond to your negative thought, in the moment, you'll be able to look at the problem much more objectively, much more sensibly, and get creative about finding solutions rather than internalizing your failures and get stuck. You know, getting stuck in the negative thought is like in a morass. You keep on thinking. So, don't get stuck in the negative thoughts. In the end, what happens? Feeling out of control is a result of letting your brain run in a groove that is absolutely unproductive and unhelpful. And we don't accept that. That's a tragedy. Human beings don't accept that reality. So imagine you go to a bowling alley. And the grooves is a thought that causes your bowling ball to skip. Have you ever gone to a bowling alley? You roll the ball and suppose there's a groove, there's a gutter on the side of the lane. Then you don't. But if you are aware that your thoughts that cause your bowling ball to spin into the gutter, you'll see that the ball goes straight and hits. You'll play differently. The same is about the negative thoughts. You have to learn how to bypass them. You can learn how to twist your wrist to get the ball. You know, in the bowling alley, you twist it and then roll the ball and you're screwed. It's like the spin bowler in a cricket. So, this process, having four steps, will enable you to depersonalize your issue, your thinking, and you will look at the things much more objectively. You will find you are not a terrible bowler, destined to always score the lowest. You just need to undo bad habits learn new tricks and work on how to throw the ball. And believe me, while you learn this trick, your ball will roll straight and true. And you will hit the mark all the time. It is just, as I said, rewiring your brain. And rewiring isn't difficult. It does look difficult. It is not. You might think that I am talking about myself, but the reality is that I have been able to rewire my brain every time I hit the wall. I'll give you a classic example. I was promoted from general manager of Hawkins Fresh Cookers to the level of chief executive. And my chairman said, Dr. Lamba, from tomorrow you'll be the chief executive. The letter had been, board has decided. And I said, sir, thank you very much, but I'm resigning. Without any reason. Later on I also thought, what the hell have I done? But then I was thinking, as a chief executive, I'm new to the business. It was my first job as a general manager. I had been teaching before that and political advising before that. I said, what the hell? And he was shocked. Then immediately thought, well, how can I be bad? But then I've taken a step. And then he asked me, well, why? I said, sir, look here, after chief executive, there'll be nothing left for me. And I want people to ask me why I'm leaving rather than when I'm leaving. That line stuck with me, and it has been quoted so often that the Business India and the business world at that time carried a feature on me. I rewired my brain, and I next step was chief executive in a different company, a multinational, Binadol Electronic. So that's what happens. Even your negative thoughts, you can divert them to become positive. You just had to, I could analyze it immediately. You can do it after practice and adopting these four steps. And word is yours. Believe me, you will not have negative thoughts dragging you down. Thank you.